not inside the garden. I see the garden as a special location where God is isolating one part of earth where the situation is different than what is normally found. I have no problem with animals having pounced on and eaten other animals before humans come on the scene. But when humans do come on the scene, when God creates man and woman, he puts them in an isolated location where things are really beautiful. And I don't see the Garden of Eden as a situation over the whole earth, but as a special location. In fact, we're told, here it is where the rivers are, and this is what is happening, and the rest of the world is different. And when humans sin, God drives them away and into the rest of the world where things are nastier, very nasty compared to what they are in the garden. And so what I see is that Garden of Eden is special. Now, perhaps I could just go on for a moment and answer the question, what about the fossil record that shows predators existing before humans? Isn't predation and isn't death a result of the fall? And if the fall took place, how can you have death if it's due to the fall? How can you have death millions of years before even the fall occurred, if we believe the fossil record? Legitimate question. I would give the following analogy to answer that question. We all know that individuals are saved, whether in the Old Testament or the New Testament, individuals are saved because of the work of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross to save humans from their sin. Jesus died, what we would say, around 30 A.D. Nevertheless, when we look at Abraham back about 2000 B.C., when we look at David back about 1000 B.C., and numerous Old Testament saints, it is clear that they are saved. It is clear from the scripture that all individuals are saved as a result of what Jesus has done. It appears that the death of Jesus is being applied retroactively to Old Testament saints for their salvation. To Abraham, to David, to other saints of the Old Testament. Can we not use the same argumentation concerning the fall? Yes, the fall may be the reason for all the destruction that we have seen on earth, both before and after the fall. And can we not have a parallel situation where the sin and the destruction as a result of the fall is applied retroactively before it even occurred, in the same way that we would take the just death of Jesus and apply it for purposes of salvation retroactively before Jesus actually died?
And carries it out. So the possibility, now that's very secular, okay? But that's an alternative suggestion, and we just don't have enough information to know which of those two or whether some other suggestion might really be it. One of the remarks, which I thought of earlier, when Terry was suggesting the possibility that Eden was a special place and that things were better there, there's a remark in regard to the end of the age, probably the millennium, which pictures that the mountain around the Lord's house, be very different than it is now, will be a very special place. They will not hurt and destroy anywhere on my holy mountain, says God. And perhaps the child playing around the hole with a snake, etc., applies to that area during that period. I don't know. So it'd be some interest there to see the possibility that the events of the millennium resemble the Eden situation to some extent, and you're moving back toward, now it's moving towards the new heavens and new earth. Notice a lot of speculation there. We're trying to deal with questions that we can ask, but God didn't give a definite revelation on.